This is a study on pharmacist antiretroviral stewardship in relation to drug interaction checking within the GUIDE outpatient clinic in St James Hospital in Dublin. As patients living with HIV are living longer due to effective treatment and a reduction in mortality, managing comorbid conditions is now becoming a predominant feature of HIV care. The overall medication burden for patients living with HIV has increased to treat non-HIV related comorbidities, with several studies showing high rates of polypharmacy in patients living with HIV. Antiretrovirals are highly susceptible to potential drug interactions, illustrating the requirement for antiretroviral stewardship programmes. In an ageing HIV cohort with increasing polypharmacy, pharmacists through their role in antiretroviral stewardship programmes can play a key part in mitigating medication errors with antiretrovirals, especially in identifying potential drug-drug interactions. This was a prospective cohort study. Patients who attended HIV and HIV hepatitis co-infection clinics between April and June 2022 were included unless exclusion criteria were met. Co-medications were assessed for potential drug-drug interactions with antiretrovirals. Types of interactions and interaction management strategy were analysed. Moderate to severe interactions were assessed by a peer review panel using a validated scoring tool to grade potential harm had these not been identified by a pharmacist. 398 patients were analysed. The median age was 43 and 77.9% were males. Polypharmacy was reported in 19%. Potential drug-drug interactions were identified in 37.9%, with patients over 50 years having a greater risk of potential drug-drug interactions, 46.9% versus 33.7%. Patients over 50 years also had a higher frequency of having more than two interactions identified, 7.2% versus 7.4%. Increased polypharmacy was also associated with increased potential drug-drug interaction risk, as those over 50 had a higher frequency of polypharmacy and potential drug-drug interactions identified. Moderate interactions were the most common type of potential drug-drug interaction identified in both cohorts in the study. Integrase strand transfer inhibitors were the antiretroviral class most commonly implicated in potential drug-drug interactions at 49.4%, followed by boosted integrases and NNRTIs. Co-medications associated with the highest prevalence of potential drug-drug interactions included vitamins, mineral supplements, and drugs for acid-related disorders. Administration advice was the most frequent management strategy to overcome potential drug-drug interaction risk at 61%. This is reflective of the high number of patients on integrases taking vitamins and mineral supplements, as administration advice is required to overcome this interaction. Monitoring was the next most common management strategy at 29.7%, such as viral load and renal function. 17.3% of management strategies involved avoiding co-administration of antiretrovirals and concomitant medication, while dosage review was required in 4% of the potential drug-drug interactions. The peer-reviewed panel determined patients had a 4% risk of severe harm, 93% risk of moderate harm, and 3% risk of minor harm had interactions not been identified and managed by the pharmacist. With an ageing cohort of HIV patients, these results highlight that polypharmacy in older age increased the risk of potential drug-drug interactions, emphasising the requirement of having risk reduction strategies like antiretroviral stewardship programmes in place. Increased integrase use has seen their association with potential drug-drug interactions also increase, implicating mainly non-prescribed medication. This demonstrates the importance of complete medication histories, including over-the-counter medicines and herbal supplements. Medication history taking and drug-drug interaction checking are well-established roles of pharmacists, further supporting the value of pharmacists in antiretroviral stewardship programmes.